This is the Shofar Wire Midday Edition. Sound the alarm. Report the truth. Here is the Watchman Report. The signs are multiplying, the pattern solidifying. We stand at the precipice, witnessing the unfolding of prophecies declared for generations. The great and terrible day of Yahuwah draws near, and the Watchman sees Edom tightening its grip, even as its foundations crumble. Consider the reports emerging from Ben-Gurion Airport. The narrative grows ever clearer. The modern state of Israel is not a sovereign nation, but a vassal, a base, openly occupied by the armies of the United States. This isn't alliance, it's subjugation. Deuteronomy 28 speaks plainly of Israel's dispersal and servitude to nations serving foreign gods. And what nation embodies that more fully than the United States, steeped in the ideologies of Babylon, driven by a lust for dominance? This so-called Israel has willingly submitted, trading true sovereignty for the illusion of security, binding itself to the will of Washington. While scattered, Israel remains in exile, awaiting a true restoration promised by Yahuwah. This false Israel embraces its chains. But Yahuwah exposes deception. The serpent's venom, once concealed, is now spilling forth. These so-called freedom of information requests, a system controlled by the very powers perpetrating the fraud, confirm what discerning eyes have long known. The mRNA injections are not healing, but weapons. A fabricated pandemic was the pretext, a means to implement a global control system to diminish the life force of humanity. This isn't about a virus, it's about dominion. The forces of darkness seek to extinguish the light of Yahuwah, to establish their rule over his creation. Robert F. Kennedy Jr., operating within a compromised system, is beginning to reveal the truth. A surge in miscarriages, autoimmune diseases, neurological disorders, sudden deaths. A harvest of death upon a world blinded by fear. This is the direct fulfillment of the curses in Deuteronomy 28, the consequence of turning away from the covenant. Yahuwah declares judgment, and the evidence mounts with each passing day. The judgment extends beyond the physical realm, manifesting in the economic sphere. Edom's wars bring famine upon the earth. The escalating tensions in Persia, fueled by the machinations of the modern state of Israel and its Western allies, are not merely geopolitical struggles, they are acts of economic warfare. The war on terror has always been a war for resources, and the fruits of that predation are now painfully evident. Producer price indices are surging, a harbinger of consumer price increases. Slaughter cattle up nearly 18%, hogs almost 9%. These aren't abstract figures, these are the costs of sustenance, the provision Yahuwah offers. Fertilizer, diesel, natural gas, the lifeblood of agriculture, are entangled in this conflict. Supply chain disruptions, orchestrated by Edom's influence, drive up production costs. The modern state of Israel, a proxy for globalist interests, destabilizes regions rich in vital resources, creating artificial scarcity and profiting from the resulting chaos. This is no natural cycle, it is deliberate judgment. Yahuwah warned through the prophets that disobedience would bring scarcity and hardship, and we see it unfolding before our eyes. But even as Edom's grip tightens, its watchtowers begin to crumble. The Senate standoff over FISA, the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act, is not a debate over liberty, but a symptom of a deeper rot. The stalling of this legislation reveals a fracturing within the power structure, but a fracturing within the beast, not a challenge to it. For decades, FISA has been the tool by which the intelligence agencies of the modern state of Israel and those who direct them have conducted unchecked surveillance. This power, born of deception, is now the subject of contention. Don't mistake this disagreement as a righteous stand for freedom. The quarrel isn't with the surveillance itself, but with who controls it. The Democrats' obstruction isn't a newfound respect for privacy, but a power play to preserve their own influence. This is a struggle for dominance within the system of Babylon, a rearrangement of the chairs on a sinking ship. And the sinking continues. The Senate's refusal to extend the surveillance program, as reported by the Associated Press, is a fleeting symptom of a deeper malady. Do not mistake this momentary pause in Edom's data collection for righteous intervention. This isn't about protecting the liberties of the covenant people. It is about power struggles within a collapsing empire. The intelligence agencies, tools of the modern Babylon, have long operated in the shadows, gathering information on all peoples, scrutinizing those who seek truth and hold fast to the ancient covenant. This program, designed to circumvent lawful restraints, is but one thread in a vast web of control woven by the descendants of Esau. The concerns surrounding Trump's nominee for Director of National Intelligence are a distraction. The names and faces may change, but the spirit of rebellion against Yahuwah remains constant. Whether a Republican or a Democrat occupies the seat, the purpose remains the same: to suppress truth and maintain the illusion of order. Yahuwah stirs the waters, exposing the weaknesses in Edom's foundations. He is dismantling the structures built upon injustice and deceit. The watchman sees the patterns converging, the prophecies aligning. The day of Yahuwah is at hand. Scattered Israel, awaken. Prepare yourselves. Stay watchful, stay ready. Subscribe at shofarwire.com. This has been the Shofar Wire.